Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 here on the 10th of December. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Care and Compassion Community Courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm. How did we miss International, what was it last night?
Bowtie Day.
International Bowtie Day.
We missed it because this is a national day calendar.
Oh, I don't know, but okay. We know people who have bow ties and are Bruce quite spectacular wearing them.
Yeah, Bruce Ross
was here last night with a bow tie. We didn't know that was he wears bow ties all the time, but that's quite the art, and I love a man in a bow tie.
So, which explains your affinity for Superman. Clark Kent wore bow ties.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But National Day, is it?
Bowtie Day.
No, that was last night.
Oh.
That was international. What's today, though?
Today is Human Rights Day.
Oh.
Nobel Prize Day.
Okay.
Mm.
Do you want to know them all?
No. Those two, Human Rights Day and Nobel Prize Day.
Those are huge. That's enough right now.
I never won a Nobel Prize. I don't think I was nominated. Linda's here with the weather, though.
Well, I have been nominated. Thank you. No, just kidding. Good morning. Areas of frost today, then sunny. If you've been outside this morning or even looking at it, it is quite chilly. Increasing clouds and areas of frost tonight with our overnight lows of 34. Saturday calls for rain with a high of 48 and overnight lows of 40. Sunday calls for rain once again with our highs of 47 and Sunday night overnight lows of 43. Monday, 100% chance of rain with a highs of 50 and overnight lows of 39. So if you're going to go to the lights, it looks like probably, sometimes you go to the lights even in the rain, whatever, with the Garden of Lights. Showers and patchy fog on Tuesday with a high of 48. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And with us this morning, it's Katrina with Haven Humane, and we are talking every Friday morning. She brings in the pet of the week. You select someone from the shelter or a critter from the shelter. And this morning, who do you have?
I have with me a boy named Finn.
A boy named Finn?
Yeah, he's a one-year-old pit mix. He's super cute. He's not a very big dog. I'd say he's probably about like 50 pounds, but he's a really cute caramel color. And he's a really nice boy. He's really fun. He's very playful. He has a lot of energy. He loves children. He's met multiple kids, and he really loves kids and getting to play with kids. And he's just a really nice, young, wiggly guy. He's very trainable, and he has met some other dogs. And he can be a little shy with dogs at first, so I think with any family with another dog, give him some time to warm up because he can be a little shy with other dogs.
He doesn't have the pity face. He has more of a shepherd face. And so when you say a pity mix, he could be just a shepherd type mix more to me. And he is friendly. He comes up and he comes right to you, licks your hand, and he's just tails wagging. He would be a great home. He'd be a great pup. he's climbing your lap and putting his face over, because I like to be on the radio too. He'd be a great animal for somebody with kids.
Definitely.
Yeah, he's shaking himself right now. Wow, what a good little dog. How long have you had Pit or Finn?
We've had him for about 44 days.
Okay, it's time for Finn to find a home.
Definitely.
So, do you have any specials going on there, young lady?
Actually, yeah. We're doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter event right now. And in celebration of the holidays, we are doing it for a full 2 weeks. So we're doing that until the 20th of this month. So that makes all cat and dog adoptions only $10. So if you're looking for an animal for the holidays, this would be the time to come on down.
So you could get Finn for $10.
That's right.
I tell you what, to make it even better, you find a family that's going to love on Finn and all that, and KCNR, Free Fire Radio, will pay the $10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll pay that $10 if you find Finn a good home. And he looks like the kind that would love to lay up next to you. Play with the kids, go with you on walks. Yeah.
Definitely.
Or runs, cuz he's got an athletic build. He's not overly muscular like you see in some pits. And he doesn't even look like a pit to me. He doesn't. I know you have to say it's a cross, but
yeah.
I mean, do you see? I mean, his face doesn't. It's not a blunt muscle.
No, he doesn't. He has that longer face.
Yeah, he does. He has like a bigger nose, and you know, and it's good to adopt dogs with bigger noses. So, anything else going on? Oh, we got a service dog in here.
Yeah, he's
that ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
Watching those two is able. Well, we'll find out just how.
No,
you know.
He's a good. Yeah. They're good. They're sweet. Yeah. I think that they're very. He's going to be very sweet with them. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We always appreciate when you do the media run and you stop by here at KCNR with your pet of the week, Finn, who is up for an adoption. And KCNR will pay for that $10 adoption fee if she goes out or he goes out today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You
know Merry Christmas. We probably won't see you. Well, gosh, I guess we have one more week. It just feels like it's right around the corner. We do have one more week.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So anything else special besides the empty the shelter?
Nope, that's our special thing that we have going on right now for the holidays.
Well, okay, well, we'll see you next week then, young lady. And
right.
With a new, you know what, he is just a good-looking dog.
He's so handsome.
He is, and he's laying there or sitting there next to you. All he's looking for, my friends, is a good home. So thank you so much.
Of course, thank you.
You bet. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, and has been in the business about the same length of time as we have, and we're starting our 12th year next week. This is where we buy our guns. He's got a great selection of pistols and long guns, all the accessories that go with it. He's a great gunsmith. You can get your CCW class there. And John Bastiani gives discounts for veterans. That's right. Bastiani Arms, located 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
We're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here at KTNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We just had our pet of the week. And what do you have on the agenda, Carl?
Well, you know, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, our local community bank here with three branches, one in Red Bluff, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, but ready to open up the next branch in January, next month. Down in Anderson. Now, they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Well, yesterday and last night, we had Santa in here. We collected toys. People coming in from all over to deliver toys. Santa was on the phone with kids. Santa was visiting with kids here from 4 to 7 last night. And the other thing we had was a young lady by the name of Alyssa Johnson. What did you think of her?
I came in and I thought she was very cheerful, and I was really surprised to hear about her instrument, which is, and I wish I would have written down the term, but
it's a carbon something. It's made of different stuff.
A different kind, out of Germany, and she had this a smaller cello than in my mind's eye. I thought that the cello happened to be a different size instrument. But anyway, so she has definitely a gift in her playing. You can tell that she's been trained, because you know you can't just play a cello with the fingering and everything. So, but the interesting thing about her is that we didn't ask her, but she lives on the street.
She's homeless, and her big thing is, and she does live on the street every night, and is finding a place to secure her cello. So last night it's been its evening with us. But she played with her accompanist, Bianchi, and they were just absolutely wonderful. I can just imagine, I can't imagine the story behind this, but we're going to try and get Alyssa in one day and talk about how she learned to play. I mean, she's truly, truly, like you said, gifted. Fawn Fire suspect. Remember the lady that started the Fawn Fire and was found to be mentally incapable of arraignment. So she is on her way to a state mental hospital until they can get everything treated with that. If you remember her, they found her out near the fire, and she had said that she had been drinking bear urine to stay alive. And it went downhill from there. That's what she said.
So I could understand finding scat.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you have a nose for it, you can find a wet spot and try to.
Well, she said she was drinking beer urine. I'm not sure that's true.
Well,
but then again, she's crazy. So, which is why she's in. Is that probably a pejorative term? Maybe I should say she's mentally unstable. But
well,
she's crazy. Let me see. Toys
not
and
that
tots,
you're
likely,
crazy if you can find it. Well, yeah. I guess if you can find
you,
it, or maybe when
urine?
Beer
urine.
If somebody,
how do you know it's beer urine?
Well, if you're okay, I'm just going to give the benefit of the doubt. If you are a hunter, there was one thing off the list for us forever, and that will be no bear. But if you were, I would think that you would eat or save every single thing you could. Now, I don't know if that would it's grossing me out, Carl. Can we move along, please? I can't handle it.
It's got nothing to do with the bear. It's got to do with
her. I can't even handle the visual of it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, hey, Toys for Tots is still going on. We've filled up a couple boxes. We still have a box that is not quite full here at 1326 Market Street. So, my friends, an unwrapped toy. Last year they gave out 24,000 toys to children, over 8,000 children that weren't going to have a Christmas. And it's a family here in town that does it. And it started, you know, she's 92, and now it's generational doing this in our town. So if you can come by.
That was a beautiful night.
It was a beautiful night last night. Probably everybody knows this by now, but Jesse Smollett was found guilty on 5 of the 6 charges for lying to investigators.
Any way you look at that,
it was a losing thing.
I don't care who you are. What you believe, I do care what you believe, but lying is lying. And the fact that in that deceptive, you can't tell me that to create something like that, that there couldn't be mental illness there, okay? I don't know how you weave a story like that there's like a grandiose or, I don't even know what the term would be, but it's something that's just, I think, and what dictates and what depicts normal, I have no idea. But that was just off. Everything about it was off. And I feel bad. I really feel bad for him, and I feel bad for his family. And I loved the show he was in. What was it called again?
Empire.
Loved Empire, especially the first two seasons. Loved, loved, loved. I mean, Cookie, excuse me, I wish I had the T-shirt. Like, I love Cookie. Remember Cookie?
I remember
she
Cookie.
She was bad.
No, she was bad. But I only watched that several times. I wasn't like dug into that.
Okay, so news is weird. You were talking about bear. It's gross.
We have a bear here in town.
And anyway, so in this news of the weird, this is out of Sturgis, Michigan. It seems that, their open day of hunting season, a 10-point buck sought sanctuary inside a Southern Michigan church on opening day, the opening day of the state's firearm deer hunting season.
Sanctuary!
The pastor at Grace Sturgis encountered the buck inside the church's auditorium on Monday before it leapt through the window. Hey, you've got, he said, you stay here for the first day. I'm giving you a pass. You stay in your seat. Let the buck hang out in the church for the first day of opening season. I like this guy.
You know what? It's a, I just keep thinking.
Bless
of,
you. I bless
you. Know,
you.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Sanctuary.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
Well, just to make you feel a little better that inflation's at a 39-year high.
Let's start our Friday with the wonderful news. Hey,
okay. Why don't we give away some tickets?
Yeah, we do. We have. It's All a wonderful right. life. It's a live radio play that's happening at Riverfront Playhouse. This is going on through December 18th, so you just have a little bit of time. But this voucher is good for one ticket for the production of It's a Wonderful Life. It's a live radio play. So we're going to give two tickets away. That's a wonderful thing that you can do. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you $20 Black Bear Diners bucks with that. We'll go in the other room and get that. So give us a call at 605-4567, and you get to enjoy a fun little night. You can go to Black Bear Diner, have some of their, wonderful, yummy chocolate and something great pies. They got these holiday pies that are yummy. And then enjoy the play. It's a Wonderful Life down at the New Riverfront Playhouse.
We're trying to get that
605-4567.
Live radio play on the radio.
Oh.
But they're running, they want to do it. But
don't they have certain
rights? There's so many things they have to do.
It's a political thing.
Before we take our break, I want to remind everybody about it's time to drop off your non-perishable food between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday, tomorrow, the 11th of December at Save Mart, located at 4631 Churn Creek Road. It's a December 2021 food drive from the Lions Club. All of your non-perishable food that will be going to families for Christmas. This is not a time, though, to clean out your pantry and take all your food that is over its expiration date. Now, we can get some good stuff down there. And that goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Save Mart, located at 4631 Churn Creek. We're going to take a quick break right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing it for several decades. Quality workmanship from the old school. He doesn't fool around with your family's safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection at 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. A better-known business. We'll be right back.
Yep, but wait a minute before we take that break. When we come back, we have two very, very special gentlemen. I've been looking forward to this next segment coming up for a very long time, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And by the way, we still have those tickets in the $20 Black Bear Diner, 605-4567.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. When our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. rapid turnaround time, and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Yeah, welcome to the, you know, when I heard that many, many years ago, and I heard it, but at the time I really enjoyed it when I was at Sturgis, at the Buffalo Chip, and they were playing that, it was like 30 years after their best, but they could still rock that day. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl Lindebaugh at 7:30 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber. Just saw Mike Huber last night, who gave a donation for Toys and Tots. That's the kind of guy he is. Plus the fact he is a true artist when it comes to working with granite, marble, slate, any stones. He can fix your kitchen, or he can design and fix your kitchen like you cannot believe. Does outstanding work. He's one of the good guys. He works by appointments only, so give him a call at 241-STONE for a setup, a free consultation. Learn more at estategranite.com. So, Linda, Linda's been vibrating in the seat.
I want to know, so just to give a little background here, ladies and gentlemen, this morning on this beautiful 10th day of December, we finally got these two lovely gentlemen that I met the other night when I did my show at River View Country Club. They came up to me, and I was like, God, you guys, first of all, they just are smashing-looking guys. And artistic, and just have a look and a glow. And I was like, okay, who are you? And they introduced themselves to us. So I'd like to introduce to you now, and Carl was able to get them booked on the air this morning, Malachi Thorne and John Block. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Extremely excited to be here. And it's National Bowtie Day.
Oh, wait.
And if you go to RavenThorneInteriors.com, I have a bow tie on in the picture, and I have a whole collection of bow ties.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
A true bow tie aficionado.
I actually can tie my own bow tie. So,
well, good.
There you go.
Now, so the question is, when did you get connected to say, I'm a bow tie guy?
I think I was trying to do that sort of academic look. Take me seriously kind
okay,
of look.
Okay.
And so they did.
Okay.
I fooled them for
so,
a while.
You guys have decided. Let's
talk about your company can start with that, and then we'll talk
about
you.
The bow tie.
Because that makes sense. If you're going to go to your website, which is?
RavenThorneInteriors.com.
RavenThorneInteriors.com. What got you involved in interior designing? Let's talk about each one of you and how you came together and started this company. Or share with us.
Sort of the genesis of it all.
Thank you, genesis.
Of it all. Yes, we, I've been in the design business for 30 years or something like that, sort of on and off and so forth. And Malachi and I met a couple of decades ago, and we've been doing some personal design work, et cetera. But really it was sort of the pandemic that sort of brought us together to bring this company out for Northern California. And so that was sort of part of it. It had a lot to do with the fact that people were moving out of the major metropolitan areas. They were moving to more rural, more remote areas. And not only coupled with that, and we've seen a lot of growth in the real estate market in Northern California, but not only that, but it also had to do with people wanting to have their homes as their palace, as their kingdom, as their oasis. They're working now at home.
They're working from home,
exactly. And so things about the house and about the home have sort of changed dramatically during the pandemic. And so we saw an opportunity, particularly in this sort of an underserved area of Northern California, where we could offer bespoke interior design services that just simply just don't exist here right now. And probably the great advantage that we have is that we have a permanent office here in Northern California in Trinity County, and we have a permanent office in San Francisco. So we're the only interior design firm really in the North State that has that connection with San Francisco, where really the resources are. So that's sort of the genesis of the...
I like that. Yeah. Okay. All
and,
right.
And having lived here for 21 years, you know, and as a personal homeowner, I got very familiar with what's available in the North State and what's not available in the North State. And having undergone renovations of my own home and helped out other friends in the area with their homes, you know, it was really apparent to me and John with the pandemic and the number of people looking to stay home, work at home, renovate their homes for a better living experience. You know, we just started to discuss, you know, where are people to go to do this? You know, there are resources, you know, locally, but not to the extent that John and I are offering them. You know, we're offering more of a luxury interior design service. And, you know, kind of, you know, we wanted to offer people... Basically, you know, with the reference to San Francisco, you know, there's services available to people in large metropolitan cities in San Francisco, like San Francisco and Sacramento and L.A., that when you reach the North State, those services just evaporate. And, you know, it's very difficult to find someone willing to do the work to travel between San Francisco and, say, Redding or Eureka or Arcata or any really region in the North State and do the work to bring these resources to the people who are seeking them here in the North State. So that was part of the genesis of our business, too, was identifying that there was a vacuum. So if people were to look for these services and wanted to do their homes to a higher standard than the services available in Redding, it just wasn't here. So, you know, it was an opportunity to fill a void.
So how did the two of you meet and then discover, hey, we can do this? How long ago was that?
We met, in the late 90s, I think.
And, over 20 years ago.
And one of the things I think that sort of bound us in some senses is we take regular trips to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico together. And we spend a lot of time there. And so we've sort of developed that connection as well. So it's sort of a constant friendship, even though Malachi lives up here in Hyampom and I live in the city, we've maintained this connection. I think it was also our sort of artistic, and creativity that sort of brought us together as well. We work really well as a team. And that's one of the great things about having an interior designer is having that trained eye.
Mm-hmm.
But now you've got two sets of trained eyes and we have a very, somewhat different design philosophy. I'm sort of really old school, and Malachi is very new school. So there's a nice melding together in terms of the kinds of designs that we produce, and it's just not old or new. It's sort of a combination of the two, which, you know, translates beautifully to people's environments.
So somebody decided, okay, I have this a home, and I just want to basically keep maybe one piece of antique, or a couple things, and I'm just gonna clear the palette. I'd like you to come in. Are you telling me that your company, do you remove walls? Are you doing interior design, like basically helping to do the pieces? Tell us more about your company and exactly what you guys do.
We're not a contractor, but we can supervise contractors for a homeowner if required. You know, if the homeowner is looking for to have serious renovation done, that would be work that would be a little bit outside of our skill range, but, you know, we would be able to oversee those activities for a contractor and supervise. But generally, our duty is to come in and help the homeowner decide things like the color of the room, window treatments, you know, type of floors they might want to install. And if they have a piece of heirloom furniture that they might want to keep and they're throwing everything else away, we can help maybe reupholster that piece of furniture, refinish that piece of furniture so it can be passed down to future generations. And, you know, we guide the homeowner more than making decisions on behalf of the homeowner. We're there to guide the homeowner through the decision process and give them confidence and help them settle on a design scenario that fits their living situation, fits their lifestyle, and fits their aesthetic. So in a situation where all the furniture is leaving the house, yes, we would come in. We would tour the house with the client, discuss their lifestyle, discuss how they live in their home, and then what they're looking to get out of the home in terms of design. And then we create a plan for the client. You know, we can go over colors, like I said, window treatments, floors, fabrics for the furniture, whether they want leather, pipings, tassels. There's all kinds of, you know, little flourishes and embellishments that go into a room. And a lot of people struggle with the ability to see a room in its totality before they begin. And others, some people struggle with tying colors together throughout the house and coming up with an overall theme. And, you know, that's never been a challenge for me. And, John, you asked about how our friendship formed. You know, I think our interest in art and fashion and design, you know, we do a lot of international travel in addition to Puerto Vallarta. We've traveled around the United States together. And when we enter restaurants, when we enter homes, when we enter businesses, we often have discussions about the design of the home or the environment and what we would change. It's sort of just been kind of a constant dialogue as part of who we are, the things we notice, the things that our eye catches, and just sort of a dialogue that has continued between us. And then, like John said, when the pandemic came, it created an opportunity to take this interest and this natural aesthetic that's sort of built into us as people. You know, everybody sort of has gifts that they're given in life, things that they're able to do, and design happens to be one of our talents.
You know, the idea of, you know, you think of, you know, because Linda, living with an artist is not easy. First of all, she sees things that I never see. But she is constantly moving things around in the house. We have at least three distinct different patterns in our house. At least three. I mean, furniture, art. I mean, we've got
summer,
art
spring,
stacked
winter,
everywhere
fall,
because
they have to change.
It all changes, and or if there's a dinner party and all these things. So I know that this is, you know, she's kind of trapped in that.
Which means we have two dump rooms because we have an old house downtown you guys will have to come to, but there's a carport. So we don't have a garage.
No garage.
So we have a couple dump rooms that are supposed to be like bedrooms. But anyway, so but
I like
that's
to think
truth.
Of them as storage of very important artifacts. I like to think of them as museums. We have two rooms with museum objects in our house, not two dump rooms.
Archive rooms. Yeah.
Archived
yes,
art.
Archived
yeah,
art. I've
got a dump bag for ammo. No, these are, what was that again? Malachi, this was an archive. This is a room of archival treasures.
Significant
treasures. We're going to take a break on that one. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And speaking of art, they have some of the most beautiful jewelry around at Four Winds Jewelry. Anything from estate jewelry to Native American to jewelry they've designed themselves. Have you ever thought about designing a special piece of jewelry for your loved one? And you come down there, they'll help you with the design, and then they can build it using materials from all over the world. That's Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And they're having their anniversary sale going on, gosh, during the month of Christmas. Guys, there's 15 days left until it's too late. 15, I count Christmas Day itself, just in case. But head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. You won't be sorry. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the 2021 Pop and Bottles New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino, featuring Gotcha Covered Band, performing all your favorite covers you'll need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious hors d'oeuvre buffet, champagne, dessert, swag and drink specials. General admission $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes a hotel room. The celebration starts at 7:30 p.m. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
That's when we played this song when Ted and I had been away down at Trump. The boys are back in town. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here from 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. And good morning, everybody, the 10th of December. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your financial and insurance needs under one roof. She's been helping people since 1993. Looking for that second opinion on your retirement plan or 401? Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Give her a call at 221-0441. Stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Raven Thorne, John Black, and Malachi Thorne, and it is a... What can you say, high-end interior design, or can you work with medium high-end?
Yes, we can work with medium high-end, and we strive to meet clients' budgets, but it's definitely one thing that distinguishes our service from what people are familiar with in the Reading area. We do tend towards heirloom quality furniture and not throw away products in the sense that if Raventhorne Interior Design were to secure you a couch, in 20 or 30 years, you'd easily be able to have that couch reupholstered and passed on to children or another generation of the family, or kept within your own family. You know, it's more than, I would say, luxury. It would be a level of quality that might distinguish Raventhorne Interior Design. You know, we look for craftsman quality, bespoke items. Oftentimes, you know, if client requests it, we can secure one-of-a-kind limited edition furniture, which would be more of a luxury, high-end quality. But, you know, it's more, like I said, a matter of quality than snobbiness. You know, we really like to work with old school craftsmen, family businesses that have been in doing the same bespoke, craftsmanship for generations. We work with European manufacturers and American manufacturers. But one thing you would never find in a Raventhorne Interior Design, for instance, would be furniture from IKEA. You
know, I was going to say,
amen,
hey, if I say the word IKEA, do your ears bleed?
Okay, so I want to share with our listeners. We just went online because I didn't rush out of the house this morning to bring my computer, but up on Carl's computer.
Because Carl, again.
So you do have a wonderful presentations of some houses you've done, and one here in Reading. And you said it was just four walls and a door. So we encourage, can you share with our listeners one more time what your website is?
RaventhorneInteriors.com.
Okay, RaventhorneInteriors.com, and in there you'll see one that says Posh Cosmopolitan Parlor. Somebody came to you and said, I just want to have this presentation of what my interior could look like with this one room. That's exquisite. That looks like something that's right out of Architectural Digest.
Thank you very much. I hope Architectural Digest is listening because we want to be one of their top 100 designers and get this published in Architectural Digest. You know, that client, they wanted it to look as good as an Upper East Side New York apartment. And it's just four walls and a door, which would probably bamboozle most people. And I just want to say, Linda, you know, we work with a very methodical sort of design process that really goes back to the classical English approach to interior design. So the first thing we do, actually, is we create a floor plan. We don't go pick out furniture. We do a floor plan first based on their use of the room, et cetera, and then a color. So floor plan and color come first, and then we begin to build the surroundings, the floor, the ceiling, the walls, the floor treatments, the wall treatments. You'll see in this floor treatment, it's a wonderful painted chevron patterned floor.
You just painted a wooden floor or whatever it was.
Yeah, we just painted the wooden floor, I mean, and we made
it
look
amazing.
Great.
It's amazing. Yeah. It opens up the room and everything.
Yeah,
were those windows on there, or did they?
No, we blew the wall down because it was just like a horrible window. And so we blew the whole wall down and put in those French iron doors, which are exquisite, going out to the swimming pool.
Absolutely.
And we, of course, upgraded the fireplace to make it look really stunning with the backlit alabaster and so forth. So it's a beautiful design for a small little room. It's only 23 by 23 or something. It's a small space. So
did you lift the ceiling, too?
I put a little shelf in the ceiling for that Murano chandelier, which is stunning, that chandelier.
And it makes the room look huge.
Oh, yeah. It opens up the room. It adds some architectural detail for a room that had no architectural detail at all.
So you installed the corner fireplace. That wasn't there.
It was there, but it was just a hole, you know, a fireplace hole in the wall.
Right.
So we put a surround around it.
We gave a character.
Yes, absolutely.
And before the surround, you know, it was just a common, you'd see these many Reading developments, insert fireplace in the center of the wall or in the corner of the wall. And that creates a problem for a lot of people. You know, it's ugly, you know, to be honest. And we improved it. I'd also like to say, you know, as John was going over the services, one thing that, you know, people listening should understand that as an interior designer, you know, one of the off services we offer that's above and beyond what people are capable of doing on their own as well is we have access to vendors and services. Many people don't realize this, that are exclusive to the design world. So when we source from San Francisco, LA, New York, or overseas, we're going directly to vendors and sources that the public don't have access to. And many people, before I became involved in the interior design world, I personally had no idea of the extent of these sources. For instance, if we, you know, in the picture you're viewing, we used upholstery for a couch in that picture. You know, when we went to search for upholstery for that couch, there were literally tens of thousands of options of upholstery that mm-hmm. you can choose for any given project. And that doesn't include piping and welting and, you know, all the other features you can do on an upholstered piece of furniture. The world of interior design is immensely vast. And people in Reading, you know, who might be shopping for furniture, this is a service we offer as well. You know, if you're just looking for furnishings in your home and you want something beyond what's available in the big box furniture stores, that's where we come in. You know, in addition to the wonderful painting and architectural details of that room are the furnishings. And many of those furnishings were acquired from multiple sources internationally and in the United States that just wouldn't be available to the general public.
Okay, so I'm picturing this now. You know, Palomar builds a house, and they build good houses. Okay, yeah. Palomar builds good houses.
That is Palomar?
Okay. Oh, that is Palomar. Okay, okay. That's... So, but Palomar houses are Palomar houses.
Yeah, it's just...
So this example you're showing is from a Palomar house where somebody says, you know what, I've got the bones here.
Yes.
And we call you all, and you come in, and you could do a room, you could do the house, you could do two rooms to show people, you know, to make that house so distinct from everything else that's out there. Now, do you come in and say, okay, Linda, I think you should do this to this wall, this to the fireplace, I think you should do this. And do you allow Linda to do that, or do you do that?
No, we do it. I mean, we take that over. But, yeah, you know, it's the interaction with the client at the beginning. So all of this is approved. And what we normally do is we'll do a complete rendering of the room once we've put it all together, and we'll show you something as like you're seeing on the screen
so
right there.
So you like to do a computer version of what this would look like with this color mm-hmm. and this floor, so you can see.
And you can change the colors just like that.
And there can be a back and forth with the client. You know, you work with the client and their needs and their lifestyle and what they're looking to get out of the design until you get the design, settle on a design between yourself and the client that both can agree upon, and then you go forward.
I have to ask this, wait a minute. You've laid out the perfect design for a room. Mm-hmm. The client goes, well, I want to change this. And it changes the whole design in your mind. Do you give them what they want?
You know, it.
we have a gun permit that we maintain, and we don't allow that kind of wiggle. No. I'm a little old. I'm inflexible.
That's where I come in.
That was John Black, and then Malachi says, wait.
Walk him back a little bit.
Walk him back.
Well, we have that same problem.
Well, listen, when you're an artist and you have a quality and you tell somebody, okay, we can wiggle a little bit. Like, maybe you don't like that color. Let's try this color. But this is our vision. You've hired us for a vision. We're working with you and for you. But... you can't just completely change it aesthetically from what we've done. You know, I mean, you gotta trust the artist. I've always said that you're gonna get the biggest bang for your buck if you trust the artist.
Okay, we're running out of time right now. So we're here with John Black and Malachi Thorne of...
You must come back.
Of Thorne.
Thank you.
Raven Thorne Interiors.
Thank you, because Linda stole my car.
RavenThorneInteriors.com.
Right. Yeah. Now here's, well, now I've totally forgotten it because after all that. So we have, what would you tell people makes the biggest difference? They're looking at their house and they're saying, I just need to change it. What one thing would make the biggest difference in your opinion now?
Hiring Raven Thorne.
Let's just back off a little bit. I know you're stuck in your ways here, but what would the one thing people could do to make the biggest change?
I would say think about the room they use most and start there, because sometimes a project like this can feel overwhelming to the homeowner. And Raven Thorne always, you know, we always advise people, let's start with the room that you use the most. If you work 14 hours a day and you come home and you go into the kitchen to throw something in the refrigerator and take a shower and go to bed, let's start with your bedroom. If you spend a lot of your time in the living room in the evening and relaxing with your family, let's make that the first room we start with. So I would say to people, if they were thinking about beginning, you know, contact us. We do free consultations. There's no obligation when we first meet. and get to know us and see what we can do. You know, don't be intimidated by the idea of taking on a design. Don't feel intimidated by the idea of renovations. You know, we make it fun and we take the hassle out of it for you.
Okay.
I like that, guys. You just made warm to my heart. Yeah, you know,
I'm so glad to know you.
You
know, the last comment, we sort of have a motto that we want to have a room that you want to be in, not that you have to be in.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Okay.
All right.
John Black and Malachi Thorne from Raven Thorne.
Thank you for your time, Interiors Incorporated,
and I'm sure you'll be back some more.
I'm going to just end by saying to Adelaide in Guys and Dolls was one of her lines, and I played that role once, and she goes, I'm just going to love being in the kitchen. I've already tried all the other rooms.
We'll be right back with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's highest court rules in an abortion-related case, the Supreme Court says Texas abortion providers can sue over the state's ban on most abortions. At the same time, though, the justices are allowing the law to remain in effect. The court's ruling comes more than a month after justices heard arguments over the statute that makes abortion illegal after an unborn child's heartbeat is detected. That's usually at around 6 weeks.
The former president has sought to block the
It is a final Washington farewell to an American statesman and hero. A military honor guard escorting the casket of the late Senator Bob Dole up the steps of Washington National Cathedral. That's where a private funeral is now getting underway. The next stop for former President Trump may be the U.S. Supreme Court. He may appeal after a lower court's ruling rejecting his bid to shield documents from the Democrat-controlled congressional panel. It's investigating the U.S. Capitol riots.
The former president has sought to block the document's release, claiming executive privilege. But the appeals court says there's a unique legislative need for them, and the injunction preventing the National Archives from turning them over will expire in 2 weeks, or when the Supreme Court rules on an expected Trump appeal, whichever is later.
That's correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. The United States may slap more economic sanctions on Iran. That's according to the White House, which says there could be more sanctions against the Islamic Republic if progress isn't being made in the ongoing nuclear talks. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in positive territory. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 49 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index trading 21 points higher, and the S&P 500 Index is up 16 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Great news, Nick. Legacy boxes are still in stock. With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever. Legacy Box.
That's right, Adam. Order today and Legacy Box ships immediately. It'll arrive ready to wrap and place under the tree.
Gather the family together this Christmas and collect all your old VHS and camcorder tapes, slides, pictures, and film reels. Then you can binge on the good old days.
From fading over time to risks like fire and water damage, your memories aren't protected unless they're on a digital format. Legacy Box helps you replay those great moments from the past, from Christmas morning to your wedding day.
Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos. All the work is done right here in the USA, and over a million customers have trusted Legacy Box.
This Christmas is the time to digitize. Visit LegacyBox.com/LBox for exclusive holiday savings. That's LegacyBox.com/LBox for last-minute shopping. LegacyBox.com/LBox.
Sri Lanka introducing a system of mandatory COVID vaccination passes for people who want to visit public venues.
With the resumption of day-to-day activities and the gradual return of foreign tourists, the Sri Lankan government is taking additional steps to prevent another outbreak. People who want to access public places like shopping malls and government buildings are expected to be asked to carry vaccination cards. A detailed list of public places will be announced next week. The government is already drafting a law to make vaccination compulsory for all citizens who are eligible for the dose. It has started giving booster jabs to those above 30 years of age and wants to complete the process within weeks.
The BBC's Embarrassing Etarajan. New coronavirus infections in South Korea exceeding 7,000 for the third consecutive day. Record-breaking surge has crushed hospitals, threatening the country's goals to weather the pandemic without lockdowns. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's that time of year where the snow has started flying in a lot of places, and states from Washington to Pennsylvania, some in the Rocky Mountains, having a tough time finding enough people to work as snowplow drivers.
The job is comparatively low-paying, requires a commercial driver's license, and often entails working at odd hours in dangerous conditions. States are warning that it could take longer for the plows to clear highways during winter storms. State transportation departments are competing for drivers with trucking companies with the ability to increase pay and offer signing bonuses. And trucking companies are short on drivers, too.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Jesse Smollett's attorney says he's 100% confident his client's conviction of lying to police will be overturned on appeal. Smollett, convicted by a jury in Chicago of staging a hate crime against himself in 2019. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for Free Fire Radio. We're on 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8:05 in the morning here on the 10th of December, which means 15 shopping days left until Christmas for Jared, 14 for the rest of us. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is, somebody said National Bowtie Day. Yesterday was International Bowtie Day. I've heard about the, Nobel Prize Day Human Rights Day. Okay, let's get to something important. What else?
Lager Day.
Lager Day. Is that lager like beer lager?
Yes, it is.
Ooh. All right. Yeah. Okay, what's the weather look like today, Jared?
It is currently 38 degrees. Today we have a frost advisory for this morning until 10 a.m. Tonight is going to be a high, today is going to be a high 56, a low of 34, with increasing clouds. Tomorrow we have a 70% chance of rain with a low of 48, a high of 40. Sunday, 100% chance of rain with a high of 47, a low of 43. Monday, 100% chance of rain with a high of 50, a low of 39. And Tuesday, showers and patchy fog before 9, and then it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high around 48 and a low around 35.
Okay, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated out of Anderson, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. You can give them a call, 365-3793. The lake levels have not gone up very much at all with all the rain we've had because they're releasing water out of the lake because of the, quote, salinity of the ocean. So we just keep pushing water out. If you've noticed that, the river seems to be high all the time. I don't know how we're going to catch up like this unless we get tons of rain. Tons of rain. So good morning. Hey, I lost Linda, but I picked up Dr. Doug McConnell.
Yes, you did.
How did I do that?
Well, I think definitely a downtrade. But it's your choice.
You know, just don't. Anyway, hey, on the phone is Susan Eastman, who gives us the weekly stock market report from Stifel. So, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are losing some steam after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 8 points at 35,762. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 4,675. And the Nasdaq Composite is up 15 points at 15,533. Active stocks this morning, Ford up 68 cents, trading at 2024. Advanced Micro Devices down 73 cents, trading at 137.30. AMC Entertainment down $2.39 at $25.05. Stocks of local interest, PepsiCo up $1.39 at $167.70. Verizon down a dime, trading at $50.07. Columbia Bank Savings, formerly Merchants Bank of Commerce, up a penny at $33.20. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.464%. For commodities, gold is up $7 an ounce at $1,784. Silver up 16 cents at $22.16 per ounce. And crude oil is trading at $71 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus and Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Shop, shop, shop.
Shop, shop, shop. Local, local, local,
local. Local, local, yep.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thank you. Yeah, Susan Eastman can be reached at 2701 Park Marina Drive and give her a call at 530-244-7199. Okay, like I said, Dr. Doug McConnell's with me, and we are with attorney Patrick Gorman and his
wife.
Well, beautiful wife. I was going to say beautiful wife and Jill. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You two are a team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Get closer there, Jill. Look at me. Look at me when you're talking.
Close.
Patrick.
Oh, I thought you meant to Patrick.
I brought you another 101st guy.
I know. Do you want us to sing the song, the 101st Airborne song?
Yeah, I'd like to hear if you two can sing that.
I was joking.
Yeah,
Oh, y'all don't have songs. That's right.
No,
it's the Army.
Something like, we have a rendezvous with Destiny, or Strength and Spirit. I don't know. They made us learn it and sing it about 30 times.
The halls of Montezuma to the shores of...
You guys have one song. We have one for
everybody. We only need one song. When I've gone through Army schools before.
The Medical Corps didn't... get exposed to that song too well. We were we're sort of a separate channel.
We will cut, we will open, we will sew, something like that.
I have a rap. We be opening the chest. We're going to do our best. We're going to take the part and make it start. Yeah.
Nice.
I've gone to Army schools before. I went to Airborne School. And that's 3 weeks. That's 1 week of training crammed into 3 weeks.
In Georgia.
In Georgia.
1 week of training.
They used to, see the Marine Corps, when we march, we have a cadence like, oh, right, low, right. And you all sing when you march.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible, trying to, my Marines be looking around, looking at me, and I go, no, they're talking about somebody named Jody.
you guys don't know Jody in the Marines? Jody doesn't exist in the Marines?
No,
I don't believe
that. Jody. We don't worry about
his
Jody.
His name's James or something.
We don't worry about Jody coming back and stealing our wife. Let me put it that way. I mean, it's probably maybe an Army thing.
Well, Airborne School is probably the easiest school in the Army. So,
Well, not to all those soldiers that were in it.
Those are fighting words. I might not be safe in town.
Yeah. Okay. So Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You specialize in workers' comp.
Yes.
But you've got tons of cases right now, including, I believe last time you said two, they had to do with COVID.
Well, I have two COVID vaccine cases, and now I have two actual COVID cases, these long haulers. One of them actually has a brand new client as of this week, and he was in the ICU on a ventilator for a couple weeks, and then after that he subsequently had some seizures and then a heart attack and then some more seizures, so he's really bad off, and then the employer fired him for not coming into work. So it'll be a bad case for them. I told the guy, look, you got to focus on your health. You got to get back together. But
these new COVID laws, though, I mean, they seem like they change daily, and I could be wrong. Jill, you're nodding your head because you're trying to keep track of all these things. So if somebody has long-term COVID and you've got a small company, 20 employees or less, I mean, that's really a small company.
Yeah.
And you've lost somebody, and they just, for a month and 2 months, and you don't know when they're coming back. You need to bring somebody in to do that work.
Right.
So
usually that happens, but it doesn't mean that you terminate somebody and say you're fired. Obviously, when somebody's unable to work, this gentleman's probably not coming back to work. I mean, there's something wrong with his heart. He described it to me as having, 40% of his heart pumping capacity is gone. I don't know exactly what the diagnosis is yet until he sees a cardiologist, but he's probably not going to go back to managing, a fleet of stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
But usually people will bring in, somebody else to work that job, but putting it on paper, hey, you're terminated, you're never coming back. Usually people wait until they see what happens.
Yeah. But isn't that what workers' comp's for? I mean, if they can't work, they put in for workers' comp and you get, 75% of what you were making?
Two-thirds. There's various benefits. So for the first 2 years, you get two-thirds of your gross earnings for up to 104 weeks. And then if there's a catastrophic-type injury, severe burns, blindness, things like that, you can get up to 5 years of your temporary disability. And then after that, your permanent disability rate is significantly lower. It's a maximum of 290 a week, commensurate with your permanent disability award.
But doesn't workers' compensate have to have the injury or sickness has to be related to the workplace.
Correct.
And this is a problem with COVID. It's a community infectious disease. It's pretty hard to tie it into your...
Well, so the legislature has created some presumptions, some legal presumptions of causation.
Yeah, they have.
So if there's, you know, depending on your job title, if you're a first responder, sure. It's presumed you got it at work. If you're not a first responder, if there's an outbreak, which is defined as 4% of your labor force or 4 workers if there's fewer than 100 employees, if there's a positive test within 14 days of either side of your positive test,
that's your workplace. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, we've had somebody that's been out a month now. And of course, we're not firing them or anything like that, and hopefully we'll be back next week, but... when you get into small groups of people, it gets tough, you know. Yeah. You know, especially, you know, since everybody's got their own bailiwick here, and if you lose them for that, luckily in this case, Linda and I and Diane can kind of fill in for this. But I can imagine if you've got, you know, how that can affect somebody. But it seems to me that would be the perfect time for workers' comp, you know, for COVID. And, you know, frankly, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't think she got it here, but she's out meeting people in her job. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how could I say that's not what happened? Right. Or, you know, and like, you know, we had another person at COVID, and she knew exactly where she got it. She went to a family gathering.
Yeah.
And one of the people called the next day and said, I have it. Mm-hmm. And she went out, got tested a couple of days later, and sure enough. So then we, you know, quarantined her for a while. And so this is tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the compliance is difficult, and OSHA has all of these rules and standards, and then they change them, and it's very difficult for the employers to conform unless they are large and have the funding to meet these OSHA requirements for a smaller employer, not this small, but maybe 100 employees.
Yeah.
I mean, it's constantly changing. There's air purification standards now that didn't exist before. There's all kinds of things that need to exist in the workplace, and I mean, for the smaller business, it almost prices them out of being in business.
Well, unless they go to 99 employees.
Yeah.
Which is a bizarre cut.
Well, no, I mean, that's where you walk out into your parking lot and you see who voted for who.
No.
Hey, this portion, I'm just kidding, come on. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is a better known business. It's the best place to get a haircut in town. The only place I've gotten a haircut in town. And Tim and Logan over there just whacking away at hair. It's not a styling salon, my friends. Don't think you're going to go in there and get blow dried. That ain't going to happen. This is man's last stronghold. They work by appointments only. 244-9478. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and Jill, his beautiful wife. And, of course, Dr. Doug McConnell.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sungrown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding.
with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Redding Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Oral Bot. And my host for this hour, co-host, is Dr. Doug McConnell, formerly head of the chest cracking unit over at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We close them up, too. We don't just open the chest.
Oh, yeah, there's that other part. 605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I just thought I'd bring it up right now. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Institute and a fully accredited chest pain center, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We're here, of course, with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He specializes in workers' compensation, and his wife, Jill, here, and a former 101st Air assault guy, former police officer, and now a lawyer. So you're used to being in the fights.
I am a fighter. I am. I get
down. When
you
call his office, Patrick answers the phone.
It's funny.
I called and checked one day. Does he really answer the phone? Yes, he does.
I got a call from a prospective client, and she said, I need to catch my breath because I didn't expect you to actually answer. I thought your commercial was BS. And she had to gather herself when I answered the phone.
That's a nice way to start, actually. Yeah, that's great.
Okay, and we talk about, a variety of things. We've been talking about COVID, so I don't know if there's more we need to do that or talk. And we usually have a variety of subjects. So if you've got something in radio land in the chat room, and if it's a legal subject that Patrick can touch on the tops of, because he's not going to get into a specific of your case. But free consultations.
Absolutely.
So when you come in and see if they got something, because one of the things you said is don't go to a lawyer unless it's the last resort.
Yes. Lawyers, if an insurance company is approving everything and you're not having difficulty, when you get a lawyer involved, sometimes that changes the chemistry, the dynamic. I think that a lot of things can be handled without lawyers. You really don't need one until you need one. Some people have this conception that just by hiring a lawyer, all of a sudden everything's going to, it'll be more money, and maybe that's true, but it also may be more difficult. I never want to be involved in a personal lawsuit, to be honest with you. It's uncomfortable, and litigating is stressful, especially when it's dealing with people's livelihoods and their medical conditions. So if somebody, I always tell folks when they call, if you don't need a lawyer, I'll tell them. I'll say, hey, as long as the insurance company is doing everything you're asking.
And the employer's trying and all that stuff, you don't need to get involved in this.
Right. I mean, getting me involved at that point is just going to make the insurance company and the employer shut down and start denying things. But evidently, it's going... Most insurance companies are going to deny something at some point in time. It's just their business model. I'm sure, Doc, you see the same thing on them paying your bills.
Yeah.
It's just their business model.
That was one too many stitches there, Doug. That staple. Let's talk about that last staple you put in there. Was it needed?
We don't charge by staples or stitches.
Well, you know?
Only plastic surgeons do sometimes for stitches.
Hey, I'm going to change the subject totally now.
Uh-oh.
And I love doing this to Patrick because every time I say that, his eyes get just a little bit wider. And
then
they narrow down.
Well, we do have a couple COVID studies for you, but go ahead.
Okay.
Come back to us.
Let's go back to the shootings in that high school in Michigan. Parents, I just saw one of the Swain students are putting a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the school. Do you know enough to discuss anything about this or maybe just the parameters?
Well, first off, the parents being charged with a crime, okay, why not the school officials? They had as much knowledge, if not more. I mean, there were reports from teachers in the classroom to the school staff and administration directly the day before. The reason the parents were there is because the school contacted them about their child's behavior. So if they're going to arrest the parents for a crime, I don't understand why these school officials also did not commit a crime themselves.
Interesting.
Right? I mean, I think it's a politically charged case. Maybe the parents should not have given their son access to a firearm, maybe. Okay, I understand that. But the school officials had more control over the situation. They allowed the child to go back to the classroom. And so charging the parents with a crime, I don't understand how you can charge them and not the school under the same standard.
In Michigan, the way I understand it, there is no law that says you have to keep your guns locked up like California.
Right.
So if that's the case, how can you charge them for allowing the child to get to the gun? Or the 15-year-old, he's not a child, charging as an adult.
Sure, yeah.
But there's no law that says you have to do that. So can you still charge somebody?
That's interesting.
They would have had to have reasonably known that their son was going to shoot up the school, essentially, to charge them with involuntary murder. So there's that. And as far as suing the school, again, they would have to have shown that the school owed a duty, which they did. They owed a duty, right, a legal duty to the other children there, and that they acted negligently, that they breached that duty. They would have had to have some kind of knowledge that there would be harm, and that knowledge caused, in fact, and proximately all of these deaths. I think it's going to be a hard standard, but ultimately I think usually what happens is these cases settle for a large amount of money out of court.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just wondering if they had the same mandatory reporting in, was it Michigan?
I'm sure they did. I think that mandate, but that's usually for abuse, right? If the school becomes knowledgeable of abuse in the house.
But like if somebody says they're going to hurt another person, doesn't that fall under the same?
So in this case, based on what I know so far, he didn't make a direct threat. He drew some disturbing pictures. The teacher saw them, sent him to the principal's office. He then came back the next day and drew some more disturbing pictures. He was sent to the classroom again, and that's when the parents were called and came in, and they said, your son needs to leave until he gets into counseling, but he can go back to class today or something along those lines. It was kind of fuzzy as to how he wound up back in the classroom.
Armed.
In his backpack, and so saying the parents are a criminal because they didn't search his backpack, I don't know how they would have... maybe there's more to it. Maybe there's more to it that we don't know.
Well, we're going
to
find out.
Yeah.
But it's... there's going to be more, especially like you said, the day before. And then he was sent back with no punishment. And the only thing I read about it was, and I haven't been pursuing it, but that he was looking up ammo.
Yeah,
sales.
That's right.
In class.
Yeah. And that's kind of disturbing to him. Well, why would they do that? You know, so they call in the parents. I wonder if the parents said, well, we just bought him a gun. You know, at that point, if they told the principal that, I think I would start going, well, let's just talk about this.
The sheriff did throw them under the bus, the school under the bus, and he said, hey, we should have been notified.
Yeah.
Had we been notified, this would have never happened.
That's right, because people are, especially with kids, and you're talking about guns and this kind of violence, they are all over that,
yeah.
You know, from everywhere. If we had known that, we would have, you know, interceded. We would have gone over and, you know, and said, your kid's looking up ammo. He's been acting strangely. Is there a gun in the house? Oh, yes, we just bought one. At that point, then the sheriff can make a, you know, make a command decision. Now, people may not like what the command decision is, but was it enough for a red flag?
Well, and societally, there's just been this big push to remove law enforcement, to remove sworn peace officers from campuses, right? So had there been a resource officer on campus, they would have been involved and known. And you know, they have the you know, school-to-prison pipeline argument because there are resources officers at school, and they arrest kids who, you know, get unruly in classrooms. But this is different. Another point that I thought was interesting was they made the arrest arguing that the parents fleeing was some kind of evidence of a guilty, you know, mindset.
Yeah.
The parents' lawyers said they weren't fleeing from law enforcement. They were fleeing from the community. They were afraid that the community was going to harm them, and that may be true.
Yes.
I don't know if you've been to rural Michigan before, but I have been, and it, you know, I imagine that a town, you know, and even not that far out of Detroit, 30 miles from Detroit, you know, Saline, Michigan, I've been there. You know, it is no different.
It's
than,
rural.
Yeah, it's no different than, you know, somewhere up here in Northern California. And if there's a school shooting, especially if the kid was not well liked, which I imagine was the case, I suspect the community probably thought that the parents should be, you know, maybe
get out of town.
Yeah.
Well, I would have gotten out of town. Yeah, they didn't get on a plane.
And he kept saying they were going to turn themselves in, but they ended up being apprehended by U.S. Marshals, I think.
And yeah, like some
Detroit police.
Yeah,
Detroit
SWAT team. Police. They brought in an armored vehicle. I mean, it seems a little.
Well, again, this thing has really has skyrocketed in that. And before we take a break, I find it interesting all of the publicity over the shooting, this shooting. And you go into Detroit or you just go into Chicago and you get 70 people shot over a weekend, 10 killed every weekend, weekend after weekend after weekend. They've set a new record for homicides in Chicago again. And it's not even the most dangerous city anymore. You've got other cities like Philadelphia and others that are just worse. And yet we're not hearing that. Maybe it's just because it was in a school. But does that make those other lives less worthy?
The DA in Philadelphia denied any crime spike in his city. Huh. And that's a pattern in San Francisco. The DAs are the epicenter of that.
But, yeah,
they choose to be ignorant of it. And Lori Lightfoot, Chicago's mayor, blamed the stores that were getting looted for not doing enough security.
So they need to bring a security guard in who's going to get stabbed or bear maced,
which
and
is
then
happened.
Sue them,
which
right? And then sue them because the cops can't do their jobs.
And, anybody gets picked up at that store is then released later in the day and come back and anyway.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. SST Oil is bringing us this segment. SST Oil has been in our community since 1967. It's an employee-owned company. They have been supporting so many great projects around here, plus doing just a superb job delivering the goods all over the western United States. And when there's a fire, SST Oil is right there making sure our firefighters have the diesel, the gas, and, of course, the jet fuel for the tankers so we can fight these fires. SST Oil is also the proud purveyor of Toyo heaters and Toyo water heaters to guarantee you have heat and hot water. Give them a call at 241-1167. SST Oil, remembering our past and looking to our future. We'll be right back.
Home in the valley, home in the Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
Sit down. You can't dance.
I can dance. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bobbitt. Linda has taken off. Well, she's still out there talking to the interior designers from Raventhorne. They're having a great time out there. But I've got Dr. Doug McConnell with me. Good morning there, Doug.
Hello.
A former... thank you for your service, by the way. 101st Air Mobile, or Air something.
Well, it's airborne technically, but Air Assault was the
It's not airborne operation anymore, and I tell you who screams that.
It is on the tab, but yeah, it is called Air
Assault. I tell you who will tell you that first is the 82nd Airborne.
No, that's true.
Best fight I've ever seen in an officer's club was between the 101st Air Assault and the 82nd Airborne. And Marines just stood back on the side and drank their drinks.
There are quite a few guys in the 101st with airborne wings, and there are there are LRS units that are airborne qualified and jump out of Chinooks similar to the Marines
and the Pathfinders. That's true. Air assault wings is what you get. But okay,
I'm here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and his beautiful wife Jill. Do you mind if I say that? You know, some women go, "Oh, that's so sexist, Carl."
No.
But it's true.
I like that.
Very good.
We were talking when I wandered out of the room during a break about what's going on at LA Unified, where they gave the student a shot, vaccine shot, told him not to tell his parents, and gave him a piece of pizza. Is that true?
It was on the national news with the mother being interviewed about it. It was the mother who was quite adamant about this happening to her son, and the fact that her son told her, he was told, don't tell your parents. Now, you have to step up. This was probably a student vaccine clinic. It wasn't one person. There was probably many others. Mm-hmm. So the next dimension here is to find other mothers to find out and get verification that this was a group clinic.
Can they vaccine children or students?
That's the interesting.
I mean, without the parent, I thought they couldn't do that without parents' permission.
So that's the interesting question that Patrick and Jill and I were talking about. If a individual, the same boy, came to our emergency room with a large gash on his arm that was bleeding, our care would be to focus on and stop the bleeding, which is usually done with a simple pressure, and then try to find the parents for consent. But you don't go stitching up children or treating injuries that aren't life-threatening, absent a parent in the loop or the attempt to make it in the loop. You ultimately have to do what's correct for the child. But if you were to do that, there's a case where you can be accused of assaulting someone if you're basically putting stitches in their child. Everything from, no, I didn't want you to sew my child, I wanted a plastic surgeon to come in and do it, and he's got a scar on his face now, all that. But the point is, yes, parental consent for invasive medical care or giving medications or drugs is always a parental consent that in my practice in the state of California.
And then from my perspective, I think this is why people hate attorneys, because somebody does something stupid and then an attorney will make an argument along the lines of, well, they signed a parental consent form saying if this child needed emergency medical care, it could be rendered, and this is a pandemic. It's been declared an emergency by the governor, so this is an emergency, so we can't inoculate. And that's probably the argument somewhere along those lines that some lawyer is going to make to try to bail them out of the hot water they're in.
Yeah, But and here's then the fine line on this disease. What we know definitely now in COVID is that there are age groupings for which it's an emergency. That was very clear, but we learned rapidly. The seniors, particularly debilitated seniors, not you or me, Carl, but they clearly are at risk with major complications, and the vaccine was available. Not mandated, actually, if you remember. That was there. People wanted to show up at the clinics and be vaccinated. The vaccine is given out as under an EUA. It is not a FDA-approved vaccine, generally. In fact, the consent I signed for ours, we were vaccinated, it says this is not an FDA-approved vaccine. It is a EUA released, and that's still true. Based on age groups, where it's an emergency utilization authorization, meaning that if the state has not defined the emergency you referred to for that age group, then the authority to put that into people disappears, in my opinion. And for parents' groups or people concerned in school districts, you ask a principal or a board, what is the definition of the medical emergency for our high school children age or elementary school? And Stanford University, Yale, and others say there is no medical emergency by that age group. So the fear, uncertainty, and doubt that had to do with the early visuals and problems in New York City hospitals has now been extended mentally. Well, the whole thing's an emergency. Not true. It's a different performing disease by age group. That's not discussed, and it's going to be important if there are school mandates related to vaccines. This issue has to be – questions should be asked,
you
and
think,
they should have answers.
So, Patrick, this is going to be litigated for a long time.
Next 10 years of our life, and I think a lot of people – they're going to do what they feel they need to do. Like I said, you know, a month ago, I don't think that these people are doing it for evil purposes. I think they believe they're doing the right thing, and they'll deal with the consequences later. In their mind, they feel they do this, COVID will be over, and they'll deal with the consequences when COVID is over. This isn't going to get to the Supreme Court before the pandemic ends.
They've already had two cases go to the Supreme – not to the Supreme Court, to the federal courts that stopped the – the vaccination of employees, and also federal contractors just got stopped.
There's a caveat to that. The case hasn't actually been heard. There's an injunction that the judge allowed to be in place while the court, while the case proceeds. But that case is going to take 6 years.
So nobody has tried to overturn that injunction, have they?
They will.
I don't know if they'll overturn the injunction. The injunction may remain in place. They're going to try to overturn the injunction. They have a lot of time to work on it. But again, I think what these people are hoping, if you know, the lawyers advising them at least, are at some point a case isn't ripe for justiciable. Sorry, I can't say the word. I'm not Latin. It's not ripe. It's no longer it's a moot issue. So when the pandemic ends and they're no longer trying to inoculate, forcefully, they're going to argue, hey, this issue's passed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to go to court anymore. It's all said and done.
Well, New York tried to do that on that gun law and said, hey, we changed that law. We don't need to have that heard in the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, we do.
Yeah. What a difference two justices makes, right? Because had that been 2 years prior, they would have declined to hear it, I'm sure. Right. That's what I think a lot of people are a lot of attorneys advising these folks are probably saying, you know, there's a necessity now. We'll deal with the outcome later. We'll square up with everybody who's claiming damages, and it'll be moot, and we won't have to worry about case law. And if we do, it won't matter because we've already taken care of the pandemic. And I think that's where they're coming from. I may not agree with I said before, I don't think that the ends ever justify the means. Mm-hmm. I think that you have to do things in the right way. Otherwise, there's no structure to society, right? You can always argue the ends justify the means. If that's your point of view, then really we just live in a society where people do whatever they want to get what they want, right? So, but I think that a lot of people have lost that. That's not necessarily, something that a large percentage of our country believes anymore.
No. Okay, we've got to take a break here. And, it's getting to be Christmas time. So what do you get that gent that has, or that woman that has a lot of things, but how about a great cigar? A great cigar down at Tobacco and Brew. They've got grab bags there that have three cigars in there that are very high quality for under $10. Or they have Monte Cristos. They have them all at Tobacco and Brew, plus all the tobacco accessories, loose tobacco. Anything that you want to do with tobacco is at Tobacco and Brew, and they are simply superb people down there. They help out a lot of the nonprofits in our town here. They are always friendly down there. They're open Monday through Saturday on Hilltop Drive, 2173 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Just a small town.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Friday, December the 10th, 8:50 in the morning. It is 39 degrees. It looks like it's going to be raining this weekend. Is that right, Jared?
That is correct.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. We're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, his wife Jill. And, of course, Dr. Doug McConnell, who is my wingman today. And during the break, we talked about the level of crime in California. And Patrick brought up something that he's seen in two major newspapers in California, and that has to do with Prop 47, which we, as a state, voted in, and it was called Safe Streets and Schools.
In neighborhoods, yeah.
In neighborhoods. Now, in people who that's don't read what these things say, safe streets and neighborhoods, that must be good. Well, Prop 47 seems to be out of control at this point. Patrick?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, when they vote for these initiatives, they don't realize that it's actually amending the California Constitution every time they do it. So it's a big deal, and it doesn't. It's not seen that way. It's not viewed that way. I actually didn't know that until I went to law school, that it was an amendment to the Constitution every time we do that. And a lot of states don't allow it. But there seems to be a big pushback. The DA of Sacramento County actually is very vocal, and I think that he or she, I forget, they are going to be running for the Attorney General of California.
Yeah, well, the DA there, he's been one of the ones that's been turning people loose and not having his officers show up for the parole board. Is that the guy?
I don't know about that, but he is a big, definitely opposed to Prop 47.
Oh, okay.
On this point, and not just him. I mean, there's several politicians, and they're saying that Prop 47 is squarely to blame for a lot of these smash-and-grab robberies, and there's a lot of debate, but, I mean, there is a wave of opposition to Prop 47, and I'll be amazed if we don't see something reversing it or changing it on the ballot in 2022.
I mean, $900, and mm-hmm. when you get 40 or 50 people show up at one time, I mean, that's organized, as Doug, as you said, that's organized crime.
Very much.
Go in and they attack stores. They run back out to the cars that are waiting for them, carrying thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And then what we're hearing from politicians are, well, you'd have better security. Or, that's just an opportunity to hire someone.
Right.
These are not thieves. This is economic. This is just an economic multiplier for them.
Or reparations.
Well, when we see the news, we see Louis Vuitton and these high-end stores, but if you actually look at the reports, the majority of them are actually drugstores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're stealing pharmaceuticals.
Well, Walmart, of course, has closed, gosh, what, 12? Or Walgreens, not Walmart, but Walgreens or one of the ones that are in the neighborhoods where people, this is their only drugstore, have shut down at least 12 and maybe more in San Francisco because of loss.
Right, I saw that.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's something wrong here.
Well, it's not only the permissive law, but think of the underlying culture that takes advantage of the law. In other words, organized youth who basically have maybe one or two guys can try to get together and do this. The fact that they can just send it to their friends and coordinate the arrival of the drop-off cars and the pick-off cars, and there's no problem. They get a big audience. The culture and supervision and values are rotten.
I think some of it might be the organized youth, but I think a lot of it is actually criminal street gangs, you know, that are directed by prison gangs.
So this is income. They can make
well, no, and I'd read that too. That they hire kids. Some of these guys or people are hired to come in and crash and steal, and then they deliver it to their employer, and they just get hey, we're going to pay you this much money.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it is actually coordinated. I watched a lot of the rioting unfold last year in 2020 on YouTube. I didn't watch the news, and I was watching live feeds from helicopters and things like that, and people that were on the ground. And there were caravans of cars back then going to all the pharmacies in Southern California, going straight to the pharmaceutical counter, taking all the narcotics out of there. These weren't kids. These were grown men, probably members of organized criminal gangs, and it was a business. It wasn't a bunch of kids saying, "Hey, I want a purse or shoes or Louis Vuitton."
Yeah, this isn't to get the Nike Air Jordans,
right? Yeah. And they can be prosecuted under the present laws. They drew this comparison with other states. They compared California to Texas, and they said Texas has a higher threshold, a higher dollar amount for a felony. So in California, it's easier to charge them with a felony for theft, but they're also charging everybody with the misdemeanors too. And in California, there's no jail time assigned to misdemeanors anymore. There is not. And so there's really no consequence. And we also know that, district attorneys are being flooded with this. They'll take the plea deal for the petty theft versus going to trial over a felony that never is going
to
result in jail.
To clear the record.
What Stephanie Bridget is doing is they call it bundling. They've got like 20 cases on somebody, because they can't keep them in jail, but then it's reached a certain threshold, and they can put them all together and then prosecute them and get something that way. But it's not even possible to take misdemeanors to court. We have so many of them because everything's a misdemeanor. Yeah. Carrying around heroin in your pocket is a misdemeanor.
Well, they did say in the with the pushback to Prop 47, people don't really have a problem with the lowering the drug possession threshold, right? They're not saying, hey, that was wrong. They're saying the theft provisions are wrong. Because there's is there a victim of somebody who has heroin in their pocket? There's a lot of social arguments that person might be the victim who's the drug addict and things like that. But if somebody actually steals from another person, there's a true victim there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where we're, it's out of control. And I think that a lot of people, they do something on principle, and they deal with the consequences later. They say, hey, we'll clean it up later, we'll fix it, but we need to get this done now out of expedience before the tide shifts.
Yeah. Now, I have a question here from the chat room. When being investigated or arrested, is it ever to your advantage to talk to the police?
I guess it depends on what I'm being investigated for. Personally, I talk to the police if they're asking me questions. But there can be no presumption that you did something wrong because you do not talk to them. And keep in mind the Fifth Amendment, that allows you to not self-incriminate yourself. If you're not a suspect, if you're not being interrogated, if they're not asking you about a crime, they're asking you as a witness, you can't refuse to talk to the police.
Mm-hmm.
A judge can compel you to talk to the police if you're a witness.
If you're a witness. But if you are the one being investigated, you can just say, I'm not going to say anything until I see my lawyer.
Well, you could just say, I'm not going to say anything. And then if they want to interrogate you, if they want to take you into custody and interrogate you, once you invoke your Miranda rights, once you say, I'm not talking to you, at that point, if they want to ask you questions, they have to have a lawyer present. You have to have a lawyer present.
Okay. And by the way, I have Patrick's cell number just in case in the middle of the night I need him. Even though he's not really into that kind of, yeah. But I figured he can come down and protect.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of criminal law, right. But for you, no problem.
Okay, now Patrick, let's tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. You know, you've got a number of cases you're working on right now, which is great. How do people get a hold of you to talk to you if they've got a question? Like we said, they get a free consultation.
Give me a call, 530-262-2168, or email me, newclient@gormancomp, that's gormplaw.com. newclient@gormancomplaw, or call me, and I will pick up the phone, or if I don't pick up the phone, I'll call you right back.
There you go.
Gorman's G-O-R-M-A-N?
Correct.
And Jill?
Yeah.
How's it going there?
Great.
Farm, animals, kids?
I have not been able to do anything for a couple of months because I've been learning and working my tail off.
Okay.
Yeah, we're putting in now 50, 60-hour weeks. It's busy.
Well, that's good, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad that you spend an hour with us every month on talking about these. I love hearing your perspective, and I really like hearing Dr. McConnell talking about different viewpoints and perspectives when it comes to COVID and all these other things. Right. Anyway.
I think Dr. McConnell and I could probably talk for 4 hours about
a
variety of
things.
And
so I'll just...
We may have to book that. I've got the number. But in a sense that the meshing of our medical world and the legal world is getting more complex over these issues.
Okay. Everybody have a great weekend. And to the Gormans, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'll see you
all around.
I will probably see you next year, you know, unless we run into each other. Yeah. So have a great New Year.